first story we're explaining concerns a group of people who are said to be without a country. In the Southeast Asian nation of Myanmar, also known as Burma, there's a Muslim group called the Rohingya. They're a minority. Most of Myanmar is Buddhist. The nation's government does not allow Rohingyas to become citizens. It considers them to be Bangladeshi and wants them to live in neighboring Bangladesh. Bangladesh considers Rohingyas to be Burmese and wants them to live in Myanmar. So the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency classifies Rohingyas as stateless. It says in 2017, members of a Rohingya militant group attacked Burmese government security forces. The international community says that in response, Myanmar's military launched a violent campaign to rid the country of the Rohingya. The Burmese government says it's only targeted terrorists, not civilians. But hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas fled across the border to Bangladesh. And there, in refugee camps, the U.S. government worked with human rights investigators to interview Rohingyas. The results of those surveys were discussed this week in a report by the U.S. State Department. It says Myanmar's troops conducted a well-planned campaign of violence against Rohingyas, including murders, destruction of homes, and other violent acts. The U.S. labeled these as atrocities and repeated its call for the Burmese government to stop the violence, bring justice, and allow aid workers to get to the area. America also pledged more than $185 million in humanitarian aid to Muslims in the affected part of Myanmar, and it thanked Bangladesh for its help in caring for the refugees.